200 cases now of positive cases in the state of Wyoming for COVID across 18 counties. There really hasn't been any deaths yet reported in Wyoming. And they're reporting that 50 patients have recovered in Wyoming so far. Right now, we stand in Sublette County that we've had one confirmed case, and I'm glad to report that that patient has recovered and is doing well. So today we wanted to kind of put out there that on our, you'll see that our SIT report has changed format. We kind of did a, Travis and Kat have been working to kind of do a little different format that mirrors the state SIT report. And I think it gives a lot of good information in a lot of good ways. One number that we want to add today is people have been asking about how many people are quarantined. So on from the state side, from the public health office side, quarantine means somebody, it's ordered by our state health officer. So we have, I get a list every day of those people. And that may mean that they've tested positive, or they may have been just identified as a contact, a close contact to someone who's been tested positive. So right now I have 5 people on that list, and that will be what that number represents on the SIT report. I do want to say that that's a little misleading because our testing capabilities have really gone down with the state guidelines only focusing on the really sickest people. So even though those numbers really, until we get more widespread testing, maybe really don't indicate the amount of disease that's in county. So the other number that you will see on the SIT report today is the number of people being asked to self-isolate. And that number comes from the clinic. And that's just the people that they've kind of identified, even though they weren't able to test them because of the guidelines, that they are almost presuming that they are positive, but they are just asking them to do the same thing that we are at the state, which is self-quarantine, self-isolate for 14 days. And then whether people are on my list or on the hospital list, both of all of our clients are getting followed up with phone calls and telehealth visits from the clinic if needed at least every couple of days to make sure that those people have their needs met and that they're doing well medically. So those are 2 numbers you'll see on the list. And the other, so we just kind of wanted to explain that a little bit more for that. The clinic has done 34 tests that they have sent out, and there's still one of those tests that's pending. So the other piece for that I wanted to mention is that as we were trying in multiple different ways to find some options that through private labs and stuff to run some of those tests on the people that the clinic feels are presumed positive. You want to say something else on that, Dr. Fitzsimmons? He's on mute.
You think I'd be getting the hang of this after a while? I want to list the people at the clinics that that we've talked to, that we've had some concerns over. And that list is fairly extensive, and we call people very regularly on that. People have come and gone from that list already. We've been doing it for a while. We still want to encourage people to call the clinic if you feel sick and talk to us. We may not have you come in. We may not test you, but we want to know how you're feeling, and we'd like to be able to add people to our list so that we can keep track of them. And additionally, I want to say that even if we may not have you come in and be tested, it's very important that if you feel like you're getting very sick, to let us know, especially if you're short of breath. We don't want to encourage people to stay at home as they get sicker and sicker. So please keep in touch with us on that. Janet had talked about the testing availability. It's been a problem all over the United States. And last week, the state medical officer put out stricter guidelines on who the Wyoming Public Health Labs would test. And that has kind of restricted the number of people that we would test here. There are still people that are going to fit on that, so please call us up and talk to us. With that being restricted, we were doing less testing. And one of the reasons for that is we're not restricted by those guidelines when going to a private lab. But the private lab turnarounds last week were terrible. They were taking over a week. They were taking 10 days, 12 days. That situation looks like it's starting to improve. We're hearing that those turnaround times are getting down to 5 to 7 days, and that's going to open us another venue for testing. We believe the testing's going to get better. I know I've been saying that for about 4 weeks now, and I'm tired of saying it, but I do think that that's going to happen. Additionally, probably a lot of people have been hearing about antibody testing. That's on the horizon. We have talked to some entities about that. It's probably not going to be available or useful for clinical purposes for a little while. But there are things coming down the road that make us hopeful about the testing situation. And I'll let it go back to Travis.
Thanks, Dr. Fitz. Before I kind of wrap it up and open it up to questions, Jana, did you have anything to add?
I just wanted to say that there's been a lot of questions about the cloth face masks, and the CDC did come out with some new guidelines on when this last weekend. They're recommending that people wear a cloth face covering in public settings where social distancing may be difficult, and that may be the grocery store, the pharmacy, the post office, and especially as we start to see more and more of the community-based of transmission of COVID in our community. So on the CDC, there is a whole link that actually tells you what is good, what makes up a homemade face cloth or mask, and has some actual patterns so that people can start to make those. We do have some local sewers that are starting on those processes, which is hugely helpful. But go look on the CDC for those really specific guidelines on that. And I think it's a good way for us to start, if nothing else, trying to spread disease in different ways.
Thanks, Jana. That is some new information that came out from the weekend, and I just tried to copy that link for everybody in the comments of this video, and we'll be releasing more about that in the new numbers we released later today. Just real quick, we just want to reemphasize that we still have that volunteer line available for people who want to help as much as we do open for people who have needs. That phone number is still 307-209-4073. And the email is subletcovidvolunteers@gmail.com. They're doing a lot of great things. There's a lot of volunteers making these cloth masks, or there's procedures in the work for 3D masks coming down. So if you have a need for those, contact the volunteer group and see if they can help you out. And with that, we've got almost 100 people on the video. So if there's any, we'll take a few questions and not take up too much of Doc Fitz and Jana's time, but we can open it up to a couple comments and questions here. And excuse me for looking over the camera. That's the only way I can see the comments. And I guess I don't have any coming up. If you guys had anything else you wanted to add as closing statement, if one comes up, I'll let you know.
I just want to say that there are some indications that the social distancing that we've all been doing here in Sublette County and around the country are starting to have some beneficial effects, and I want to urge people just keep it up, stay the course. There is light at the end of the tunnel. This is not going to go on forever, and what we've been doing has been having a good effect. So I just kind of want to encourage people to keep it up.
Thanks, Dr. Fitz. I think that's true. I think as we go around town, you've seen most people are trying to adhere to those social distancing guidelines we've been saying, and for the most part, it's working pretty well here, and that's speaking to some of why we don't have a high number of cases, and hopefully we keep it that way. I'm not seeing any questions from the public, so I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go. We all have a lot to do. I appreciate you both being on.
Thanks, Travis.
Thanks, Travis.
Okay, and thank you, Travis. This is KPIN Pinedale, and again, we